Good morning, 8:16, Finger Lakes Morning News. Time for our regular monthly visit and first of the new year with Geneva Town Supervisor Mark Venuti. Welcome back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ted. Glad to be here.
We talked last month about the unveiling of the new Geneva Community Power Project involving solar power and a chance for residents to save on their bills. You need 400 sign-ups for it to become a reality. So where are we in terms of sign-ups? And for people that might not have heard, just give us the overview of what this project's all about.
Well, we've been working on power and alternative energy in the town for quite a while. We've got three solar farms in the town, and this is an exciting thing. We started in December. We had about 40 people come to a meeting. And so now, in order to launch, we need 400 people, which is kind of a magic number that will allow a developer to say, okay, that's enough customers to build a solar farm to produce the energy that those folks would need. So the way it works is if we get the 400 people to sign up, they will get 10% off of their electric bill, roughly, and the town will receive $25,000 that we will apply to some sustainability initiatives that the people who are involved in this will be able to give us feedback on and vote on, give the town board some guidance on what they would like to do.
Now, what's also interesting here is the solar farm would be nowhere near Geneva, and I didn't realize that was done. The solar farm would be built about 190 miles away. Is that a common thing? I had always assumed that most of the solar farms were pretty close to where the power winds up.
No, that isn't required. So we have a new solar farm going on in the town of Geneva. It could be here. It could be somewhere else. So basically, that's the wisdom of the state that allows it to be built. And then the meter goes on, and you're pouring power into the grid. And if you're part of that system, then you get the credit on your bill. So it's called zero net metering, and it allows more flexibility. So you don't have to have a solar panel on your roof anymore or in your yard to be involved in a project.
There's a website, GenevaCommunityPower.com, that has all the frequently asked questions all about this project. And one of the things that we should point out, too, is that participation is limited, that there will be a cap at some point. So if you want to get in on the savings, you better do it now.
Yes, and I've people have asked me, is this a good idea? And I say it's kind of a no-risk, no-brainer to me, because you get 10% off of your electric bill, and that's not a fortune, but it's money. And by doing that, you're allowing a solar farm to be built. And if it doesn't work out for any reason for you, you can get out. There's no contract that you're signing for a year or anything. So you can get in. There's no risk at all. If the thing goes, you're going to save some money, and you're going to build alternative energy.
Yeah, I know a lot of people look at solar and they go, well, my house is old. I don't know if I want panels on the roof. So here, there's none of that. You just it's pretty much the same as changing providers any other way. I mean, NYSEG allows you to choose your provider. You're billed through NYSEG, but you can choose pretty much anybody that you want to actually deliver the energy.
Exactly. So it's an easy thing to do. We'd really like people to get involved. And actually, there's some incentives. If you sign up and you get five friends to sign up, they're going to give away $100 credit, and then they're going to keep track of people, and the leader, whoever gets the most sign-ups, will get a $500 gift card. And we're going to have some events in the town over the next couple of months for people to come and ask questions and try to generate more interest.
So go to GenevaCommunityPower.com. Everything you'd want to know about it is there. We've been talking about the planned unit developments, the Seneca Turk planned unit development at the former country club. That one's been slowed down a little bit in the environmental review. Is that right?
That's right. A number of residents came. They're concerned about traffic up and down Turk Road and getting onto 14, and where the entrance is to what will be the townhouses someday is very tight, and the site distance isn't great. So we've told the developer, you've got to come back and come up with a better idea for that, because it's just not going to work the way that it's originally proposed. So that's been tabled, basically.
And then the Geneva Crossing Plan Unit Development, the former driving range, public hearing for that on February 8th.
That's right. We have moved forward with that. The environmental review is completed, and then there's a public hearing on the local law to establish the PUD on February 8th. If that's approved, that's just still the beginning of it. It's just saying that this mixed use with apartments and some office buildings and a restaurant, is approved, but they will still have to go through site plan review by the town planning board, by the county planning board, and basically there's some months to go, but they're eager there, and they're in better shape than the other one.
And then I've forgotten the name of the one right out behind us here, the residential, mostly residential, that's well underway.
That's Townside at Preemption, and they are going to town, basically, well underway getting those buildings going.
Now, the county landfill, everyone who lives within about 7 or 8 miles and an expanding circle around Flint is talking about it. You were telling me before we went on that there was a firm brought in several years ago to work directly with the county that's kind of an expert in this. So has anybody figured out why all of a sudden it's gotten so bad, and what do you think this firm can do to help?
Well, we had I'm on the Planning and Environmental Quality Committee of the Board of Supervisors. In our last meeting, we had a lot of people show up that were not very happy, and we know about that, and we've been complaining, the supervisors too, at this end of the county. But there's been construction there. They've opened a new cell, and when they do that, they open up parts of the landfill, and it's bigger. And I just think that the operator has allowed this to get out of control. We've been complaining. And we're upping the complaints level now, and I think that it is getting the attention that it needs. Casella has hired their own odor expert. The county has hired this firm that we've used before successfully. People in Geneva may remember about 5 years ago we went through a really bad time with odor. We brought this consultant in, and they came up with about 16 recommendations, which were implemented, and it made a big difference. And now we're out of control again. They're coming back, and we've really told Casella, this has got to get under control, or we're going to have to take some action.
We've talked about, with all the growth coming, the need for infrastructure. Chief among that is water, so bring us up to date on the latest water news.
So we're moving right along with our town water plant improvements. We had a firm that met with us about a week ago, and they do the analysis of the well field. So the town has three wells down on Kashan Point. We're going to put a fourth one in. They went and visited the site, and in the next 2 or 3 months, they will do testing, borings, to see where this fourth well should go, make sure it's not influencing the other wells. And once that's going, then we'll go to the next step and actually install the well. This is going to be a long process, year or two. It's not just the well. It's pumps. It's a new tank in the town of Seneca. We work on this with the town of Seneca. It's a joint sort of water production plant system. But we're well underway, and these developments that are going on in the town, and there's growth in other areas and in the town of Seneca, we'll be able to feed them when this is done.
Now, I know the grant has been approved for the Seneca Lake Watershed Steward. Any word on the hiring and when that project is going to start?
Yeah, and we're moving along with that. We've had about 30 applications. They've been winnowed down, and they're doing telephone interviews with about 10, and then we'll probably get down to a few that we'll do in-person interviews of. So we're hoping to have this person starting by March 1. So we've been approved by the grant from the state, and we're moving right along with that.
And will that person work out of the Finger Lakes Institute, the right above the lake there on...
Yes,
South
the Finger
Maine.
Lakes Institute is going to give them an office and support there, which is really great because it really doesn't put the burden on us. And they'll be working with those folks that, of course, are experts in the watershed. So it's a great situation and a great opportunity for us to get somebody, build expertise in the Seneca Lake watershed, and start actually implementing projects, bringing in funds to do projects that slow water down, that reduce the pollution that's going into the lake.
All right, reminder again, GenevaCommunityPower.com is the website to learn about the Geneva Community Power Solar Project. Mark, thanks as always. Had some good stories to tell in 2018. I hope we can keep doing that in 2019.
Thanks, Ted. We will do our best.
All right, Geneva Town Supervisor Mark Venuti at 826 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.